In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the Great Fast. It's known after the paralytic, Hadd al-Mukhalla. And as we see in the miracle that the Lord Christ did to him, rose him up after 38 years of infirmity, we find the Lord Christ, when he met with him, asking, "Do you want to be made well?" Then the man says something that we all can relate to. He said to the Lord Jesus, "Sir, I have no man." So this status of lowliness is something that we can all relate to. We are going to talk today about this status of mankind, all crying, "Sir, I have no man." St. Augustine says, God is closer to us than we are to ourselves, and he helps those who have no other help, lifting up the fallen and strengthening the weak. Why people are alone? Why they all can say the same with the paralytic, "Sir, I have no man"? There are certain reasons related to the weakness of humanity. As we can see something in common among the four characters that we hear about them in the readings of the Great Fast. The prodigal son, he was in this status. He has no person to help him. As he spent his money and he ran out of it, then we find that he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. He became poor. He had no one when he lost everything, his position. As in the book of Proverbs, we hear, wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. He was alone because of the weakness of the people. You have no money, then you are not important for us. The Samaritan woman also had the same saying. When the Lord Christ asked her, "Go and invite your husband," she answered and said, "I have no husband." She was living with a man, and before him she had five men she lived with. But she still had no husband. This cry also is something that many people can relate to, even married people. A woman can say, "Yes, I have no husband. I am married and I live with a person, but I have no husband." And a husband can say the same. "I have a wife living with me at home, but I have no wife." She lived with a person or people who just abused her, not with caring, loving, or protecting husband. The paralytic man also, the paralyzed, say the same. "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool." And imagine this person, no friends, no relatives, no one cared about him. He was abandoned because of his illness. Illness makes people sometimes to be a burden. So he is irrelevant. Why anyone would care about him? Because of the weakness of humanity, then he was left alone. Even the coming week, we will hear about the man born blind. His parents abandoned him out of fear. We will hear this in coming week. His parents answered them and said, when the Pharisees came pushing, "What happened to your son? So we know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they fear the Jews. So even this man was also alone, has no one because of the fear that his parents experienced. They were afraid for themselves, then they left him to himself. Along the scripture also we find the weakness of humanity, making people to be alone. Job had friends, but actually in reality they were not friends. They were more of trouble, sitting beside him to accuse him, pointing at him. "You did something wrong, that's why you are suffering." They were not a source of comfort to him by any ways or means. Looking around us in life, we find this is something common. A widow, a man or a woman, loses his or her spouse and abandoned by his or her children, and looking around and say, I have no man. No one is here for me. Even a young person, a young girl, for whatever reason, her friends decided to outcast her. Get her out. This is cruelty. And sadly, it is very common. It's happening every day. Girls decide, we are not going to have anything with this girl. Then, all of a sudden, she can cry the same. I have no man. I have no one. Not only weakness, but also human limitations. No matter how hard we try to be close to one another, we still can relate. In many occasions, when we struggle against sin, who can help us? Who can really aid this kind of struggle that happens in my mind and my heart? St. Paul cried with the same meaning, O wretched man that I am, this struggle between I want to do what is good and I find myself doing what is bad. Who can help me with this? Who will deliver me from this body of death? Wondering, who is the person who can help? No one can do it. Who can make us to reconcile with God when we upset him? Job said this, nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both, on God, on man. He was speaking, of course, before the incarnation. No man whatsoever can feel our pains, even when people tell us, I know how you feel. No one feels what we feel. Pain is something that's for the individual. He or she are the only people who can feel it, and only God with them. Or our unfulfilled desires and needs, what we are wishing for, we still can say with the paralyzed, I have no man. Look at Hannah, the mother of Samuel. She had no children. She's barren. And this made her feel like, I am not equal to others. She went to the temple. Even she had a husband. Her husband cannot comfort her or can touch on her pain and make her feel better. Hannah went praying and she said to Eli, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. When he thought of her that she was drunk because she was crying. A person like Joseph in prison had no man. Who can help him? Who can comfort him? Who can give him any kind of message of hope? No man whatsoever can give us wisdom, peace, contentment, freedom, or real joy. These meanings that we all struggle to attain, no one, even our children or the people who are dearest to us, they cannot help us to attain any of these. When it is time for a person to depart, he has no man. Even if his family beside him, what can they do to him? And who can help us when we stand before God in judgment day? No one is going to stand beside us or intercede on our behalf saying, oh, I'm coming with this person, I'm his attorney. This is a situation, and because humans are limited, then we can say with the paralyzed, I have no man. The third and last point, if this is the case, and God is the only one that's for us, and we only can rely on him, why can't we find him? Why we feel still we are abandoned by him? Maybe this is not the case. Maybe I cannot see him because of something related to me. Maybe because we are still cherishing other relationships, relying on them for lasting satisfaction. We prefer to be with our friends rather than we be with him. And we think that friends are going to last, they are going to stay, they are going to bring comfort to us. And we keep chasing these relationships on the expense of responding to the Lord's initiative, asking to be with us. The busyness and noise of life, we get afraid when we are by ourselves, so we reach out our phones and look at what are the news, who texted me. Who made a comment on something I posted on my social media? We're so busy to the point that, again, we are separating ourselves from him, the only one who can give us this sense of comfort because of his companionship. We cannot find him because we are chasing fulfillment through many things that are fake or sinful. We are running after many things away from him. I am going to be happy when I attain this, when I get this, when I be in this situation. And this is again another deception of the enemy. We do not feel his presence because we look sometimes for his benefits, not his person. God for us is someone who can provide something I am in need of. I remember him only whenever I have a situation or a request. I am going through hard times. I am in need of him to help me in an exam. This is not a relationship. You cannot really find God when God is only for you, is a source of providence. Look here at Habakkuk in his prayer. It's very deep at the end of the third chapter. This is his prophecy. He says, though the fig tree may not blossom, did not bring fruit, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, nothing is going right, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, he has nothing, everything is failing, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. This is a man who has a relationship with God. He is not looking for God just to solve a problem. God is not there only to give me whatever I am asking for. Maybe we cannot find him because we go with divided heart, trying to accommodate him and the love of the world at the same time. We try to bring light and darkness in the same place. I know God on Sunday, and from Monday to Saturday, I live in another life. I praise God here in the church. Whenever I go out, I can cuss, I can speak evil, and I can hurt people easily. And I wonder, where is God? Look here, St. James is warning adulterers and adulteresses. Do you not know that the friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Maybe I cannot find him because I'm running away from the inner room where I can meet with him. He is waiting for me there. This room that we call it the prayer corner at home, sometimes it does not exist. And when it exists, it's a place that we run away from it, not we run to it. And we still want to meet with God. We run away from the Bible and we want God to speak to us. Something that is like a schizophrenia in our understanding of the relationship between us and him. The man, the paralyzed, he cried with us, I have no man. And we all can say the same. But we have him if we really trust that he wants to be close. He wants us to allow him to be in. St. John Chrysostom says this, he who is forsaken by all is taken up by God. And when human aid fails, divine assistance is ever present. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.